your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green
bats tumble. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USAprepares.com. Talking with Dr. Richard Allen Miller, and Rick brought up the tri-field meter just before the top of the hour break. So I picked up the phone during the commercial announcements in the top of the hour news, and I talked with a gentleman. His name is Bill Lee. Bill Lee, L-E-E. He's the CEO of Alpha Lab Incorporated in Salt Lake City. And he and I were talking for just a couple minutes about the tri-field meter model 100XE. I asked him if it would be all right if I copied and pasted some information about the tri-field meter on the website, usapreparers.com. So if you want to see it, it's on page one right now. It's the tri-field meter, and this is a unit that will detect microwave radiation, radiation. It detects electronic fields, and it detects the frequencies that you need to be concerned about in your home. And I'm going to get one, and I'm going to use it and tell you exactly how it works and my findings. So I just wanted to let you know that I plan to pursue this and let you know, because as you've heard me say, in my house I took the wiring and I encased the Romex cable in metal within the walls, and then I painted our walls of our farmhouse when we were building it many years ago with copper dust. I bought copper dust on eBay, 5 pounds of it, mixed it with the primer, and I knew where all the wiring was because I wired the house with our son. And I want to keep the electromagnetic radiation from affecting us. So the headboard of, you know, where all the headboards would be, I took extra precautions to make sure that the electromagnetic radiation from the electric wiring, the 117 and 220 volt wiring in the house, would be shielded so that it would not have the traditional effects on us. Rick, your thoughts? Did I lose Rick?
I'm here.
Okay, Rick, so what I did, I talked to Dr. Norman Shuley, by the way, advocates the use of the tri-field meter. He has one. He purchased his many years ago, and he found out that the amount of electromagnetic radiation in his clinic in Springfield, Missouri, the background electromagnetic radiation was so high in his parking lot of his clinic that it chased him right out of Springfield, Missouri. He didn't want to be anywhere near there. So he moved his clinic out in the middle of nowhere, you know, way north of the city, onto his farm. So that's how concerned he was. So, Rick,
Norm's very knowledgeable in these things. This whole concept is extremely important. We live in an environment now that's toxic, and you can't see it. So it's out of mind, out of sight. But mm-hmm. Like radiation, it will kill you.
Mm-hmm. Rick, I'll tell you what I've done. I've done a little experiment. I took a Netgear router, a 2.4 gigahertz router, out of one of the rooms of one of the people I was visiting, and I asked for permission to move it to a remote corner in their house, and I put a plant in front of it. And I did it for two reasons. One, I wanted to absorb some of the microwave radiation with the leaves of this plant. The other reason I did is I want to see what happens to this plant. So I'm going to get a report.
I can tell you what's going to happen.
that's what I'd like to know. And I'll tell you what, I believe, as Dr. Norman Julie would say, I believe that the electromagnetic radiation that is surrounding us is really making us nuts. I think it's making us hostile, and I think it's really contributing to this aggressive behavior that we see in people with uniforms. I really believe it. I keep going back there. But I think those guys are being affected by this. You know, Rick, years ago, these guys used to be given radar guns, and they would be given, you know, they'd be in ticket contests. Let's see who can get the most tickets this month. And these guys would sit on the side of the road, I'm talking about cops, with handheld radar guns, and they would have this radar gun, and they would aim it at us. And it makes me angry when these guys aim that damaging radiation toward, electromagnetic radiation toward me. They can do it to me, but I can't just sit with a microwave tube and aim it at them. I'd probably be arrested. But they can do it to me, and then when they're done, they put it in their lap. And the thing that happened to these cops, these unsuspecting law enforcers, is they became victims of testicular cancer, Rick, from putting these.
Yeah, yeah.
So I mean, it's clear. It's absolutely clear that this stuff is dangerous. So, Rick, let's take it back to water. Let's talk about how we heat food in a microwave oven. What really happens?
Cause water more than any other item. That means if it's dry, it's not going to be excitable. You need water in something, and it excites it. And it excites it to such a point that the water starts to boil from the inside out. That means that you are doing a complete destructuring of the memory or structure of the water itself. There are layers called easy zones. These are the layers where the positive, that's what you call surface tension. It reduces surface tension. Now, that's a good way to look at it. It reduces surface tension down to zero from the inside out. And it does the same thing for biological processes, including your liver and spleen and other parts of your body where water is essential for its proper action. And that's why that plant will die, because it will not recognize the destructured water as water. And as such, because of the destructuring, that's how osmosis, that's how photosynthesis works. It uses the structure of the water to be able to move nutrients through the plant. And when you microwave it, or even expose it to those bandwidths, it destructures it to such a point that while it's water, it is not able to be used as water, because it is the structure of water that makes it useful, like being near a waterfall. And health is right in there, because every single point in your body has water in it. And that destructuring of it means that those processes can't work. And I would think that the choice of water in your body is way more important than your food choices, which we talk about Monsanto and GMOs and all the rest of it. And I don't think we have a clue yet just exactly how important this is. And now with the sun doing its classic thing of every, you know, 24 years, 27 years of maximum solar things where there is a pole shift in the sun, this is going to affect behavior just like the moon.
Rick, I have a regret with the home that we built in the Ozark Mountains in Missouri. Okay. We lost Vinny. I'm not sure what happened, but one of the things that I wanted to do when we built the house was put a steel roof on it, kind of like a barn roof. And it really didn't go with the architecture. And for some silly reason, I decided that we'll just go with, you know, architectural type shingles. I will not do that again. I certainly would. If we re-roof, it's going to be a steel roof to help keep out the electromagnetic radiation. But, Rick, I'm really concerned about it. From the smart meters, from the cell phones, from the all of the electromagnetic radiation that's around us. And I honestly believe honestly believe that it is affecting us. I think it's making us irritable. And I was looking at the attitudes of the people in some of the homes, and what I found out, now this is a very small sample, but I really honestly believe that after watching the people in these homes, after moving the routers in their homes to the farthest corner where they do not spend much time at all, I see more smiles. Interesting. Do you think that's possible?
Well, then there's the sun and what it's doing. The whole thing adds up to toxicity, and we have to become more aware of where we're living and why.
Mm-hmm. Well, Rick, there's the cell phones. Okay, I'm talking about just
the
typical.
No longer carry a cell phone. I will carry a track phone for deep emergencies. It's expensive to use. I don't use it. My minutes last because I use it for an emergency. I do not use it as a way of life. And as such, just that simple choice difference is going to save me $200 a month alone. And, you know, I'm paying to be toxic. That's crazy. I think there's better ways to do things.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have all the answers. I have something else to share with you that's kind of interesting.
Okay.
But we'll do that on another segment.
Okay.
Really interesting. There, Hollywood has now got a couple of writers doing my life story.
Hey, Rick, you want to do that right now, and then we'll talk about Fukushima leaking?
It's premature. I was called by a writer yesterday. I've had conference calls with Hollywood, and they're starving for a new series. And this one, I'm not at liberty to give you the name of it, but it'll be essentially like Spook Central, and it's going to start out in the 50s with my childhood.
Wow. Wow. Wow.
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
And, Rick,
and it's going to be a reality show. It's not going to be hokey pokey like Warehouse 13. It's going to be the literal factual things about when I, you know, met Harry Truman, that kind of thing, as probably the last president of the United States. You know, that man had to make decisions about alien contact that, you know, nobody's ever going to understand.
Rick, I'm so excited for you. I really am, because I think you've got a really, really interesting story. And there are the people who know you best recently are those who are in our classroom. And Matt Stein.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
now available in softcover and Kindle on Amazon, is a revolutionary book that will forever change the way you look at health and diet. Dr. Brian Sturgeon's Body and Brain Diet. This amazing diet and exercise plan was developed when the surgeon himself was confronted with heart disease, diabetes, high blood pressure, and cholesterol. There's no starving yourself and no calorie counting. You'll learn it's not how much you eat, but what you eat. Find easy-to-prepare recipes and simple step-by-step workout plans that exercise mind and body simultaneously. On the plan, Dr. Sturgeon lost over 70 pounds and reversed all the diseases naturally and with no medication. And many of his patients have had similar success. The Body and Brain Diet allows you to naturally diminish or reverse diabetes, hypertension, coronary artery disease, skin tags, psoriasis, and more. A whole new outlook on life and a healthy future awaits you. And Dr. Brian Sturgeon's Body and Brain Diet, available in softcover and Kindle on Amazon.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Hey, Rick, since you're going to be on TV, it's a great time to get your autograph, but while we can still get it.
Stop that. No. You know, stay tuned on all of this. I haven't even signed non-disclosures with them yet. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's but the writer, he did call. And he's asking details. He thinks the idea of going back into the 50s, when that's when the government changed.
It did. It really did. And Eisenhower warned us about it. And by the way, I was at Eisenhower's little project in West Virginia, where he built a golf course. I'm talking about President Eisenhower, built a golf course, and underneath the golf course was a 550-room secret bunker for our Congress critters to be safe. And he built the Interstate Highway 64 that would let them escape from Washington, D.C., all the way into this bunker where they could do 120 miles an hour on the highway with bank curves and so forth. They put a rail system in. They put in a place where you could land a C-5 helicopter right next to it. I was there. I saw the whole thing. I saw the the smokestack. I saw the satellite antenna. It's like, probably close to 90 feet in diameter. I saw it.
I wonder what the hot spots are down there.
Yeah, and they have, you know, they have diesel generator, you know, could run it, and, you know,
yeah,
probably tens of thousands of gallons of fuel. But anyway, so it was there. I saw it. And Rick, I'm so glad that you're going to be on. If this happens, that'd be great.
They're just doing a pilot on it. It may not fly. They just found that my life has been pretty interesting, that I discovered in 1970 that the Cold War was actually a false flag. That was when I found those three secret documents. That was a pivot point for me when I discovered that the Cold War with the Soviet Union was all fake. And there was a joint manned expedition to Mars. How does that work when Khrushchev is taking his shoe and banging it on a podium?
Rick, can you tell us a little bit about that? And let's get in. And after that, let's talk about that to the bottom of the hour, and then let's talk about the radioactivity from leaking from Fukushima.
Sure.
To the
world's ocean. Well, in 1970, I was a reader for a Boeing company. That means I had top secret clearance with vault permits. That means above top secret. And I encountered three secret documents in my readings, one of which told me who I was. In 1964, the Mariner had used devices and concepts that I had developed as a high school kid. That was when I realized why I was a reader. They wanted me to just have full disclosure and be able to go anywhere I wanted to with the knowledge of trying to connect one dot with another. The second document indicated it discovered water on Mars. The second document was in 1965, they detonated a nuclear warhead on the south pole of Mars in their first attempt to terraform it. It did not work. That report even indicated it did not work. And in 1968, 1 year before we went to the moon, there was a joint manned expedition to Mars. Now, this is all during the same period that Antarctica was still acting as a Nazi base, and that was where they did that nuclear weapon on the South Pole of Antarctica in their attempt to knock out the Nazi base as well. I saw these things and started to realize that nothing that we really know is true, and that there's like a secret history of what's really going on with what you call, conspiracy. And it made me realize that, like, the war in Iraq wasn't real. It was to get the Stargate. And the public, it's like there's two kinds of histories out there, and it's amazing. I opened my eyes. That's what they want to write the show about, are these disclosures of reality, of what the real history of America is about, and how I, in my journeys, made those discoveries for myself, like you are.
Rick, what the heck is wrong with us in 1965 detonating a nuclear device on the South Pole of Mars? Didn't we think that maybe we could reorganize the planetary alignments and mess up our own planet? I mean, what are we thinking? Dr. Richard Allen Miller, let's talk about that when we come back, and then into Fukushima and the leaking radiation. Dr. Richard Allen Miller, Vinfinella, USAPrepares.com. We'll be right back.
In emergency preparedness, the day of is too late. The day of a tornado, hurricane, earthquake, or act of terrorism is too late to prepare. But what if today was different? What if you could do something smart and special to save lives the day of? My friends, today is that day. Just go to freezedryguy.com, the emergency preparedness experts with the world's finest freeze-dried food and dehydrated food. With a guaranteed shelf life of at least 25 years, it's food you can trust and enjoy when you need it most. Explore all you want. Order all you need to be ready at freezedryguy.com. Since 1970, Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for survival and outdoors food. But that's yesterday. Today is what counts. Go to freezedryguy.com today for the finest survival food your family needs. Or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Tomorrow may be too late.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
There is a false sense of security that the greatest economic crash since the Great Depression is over. But unemployment is still at a 20-year high, and until Americans are working again, the economy has not recovered. What is the smartest investment you can make? It's food. Having a supply of eFoods Direct 25-year shelf life food is your best investment for the troubled times today and the future. For 32 years, the folks at eFoods Direct have helped thousands take the trouble out of troubled times. So to celebrate our 32-year anniversary, get the best insurance possible with a special one-time offer. A two-month food supply for only $320 and free shipping. That's 352 servings of our newest and most popular award-winning recipes at less than a dollar per serving. The 25-year shelf life allows you to lock your food cost against inflation. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. The two-month supply is only available for a limited time. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our TruCool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Way, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
Fox, it's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day.
Take my. When you go, for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Okay, class, so you know that you're being tracked by your cell phone. You know that you're being tracked by a lot of electronic devices. Even brand new televisions have cameras in them. I'm not kidding. We posted on the website several days ago. Yeah, the new televisions, Rick, have cameras in them, and they can be remotely deployed to watch you watching TV. I'm not kidding.
Or watching pornography or watching whatever, huh? That's interesting.
I'll tell you what, in all the homes I've been going to, I'm looking at their computers, I'm saying, hey, there's a camera on this, you need to shut this thing off. If you're not using your computer right this second, you need to shut it off and have the computers aimed where they have these cameras, either put a piece of tape over the camera, and also the microphone. I mean, they can turn on remotely the microphone and the camera and watch you.
Can record even when it's turned off, or your house phone
right.
Can record what's being said in the room.
Right, and I'm looking up Roy Birdsong's number right now, because when I get back to Missouri, I'm dumping my iPhone, and I'm going to get from him one of these disposable, if you will, cell phones.
Yeah, he also has some. I went down to the local store and I bought my satellite Radio Shack, and I bought myself a $10 disposable phone that I can put track phone minutes on it.
Mm-hmm.
And just throw it away if I want to.
Right, and Roy has a plan where you can, for $8 a month, you can get cell phone service, and you can register that phone in any name you want. He'll say, okay, we need the name, and you can say Marilyn Monroe, Anthony Soprano, whatever you want, and for $8 a month, you get 250 minutes, 250 texts, or $80 a year. And my plan is to buy from, I asked him to get some phones that have the tracking mechanism where you can shut it off. They're older phones, they're not new, and you can shut it off so that you can't be tracked. But what's happening, Rick, is now the operating system on the new smartphones is when you download that, it can, the Android operating system looks for local Wi-Fi. Now, where I am right this very minute, I believe there are 11 Wi-Fi networks that if I had the passwords, I could tap into. You know, they're all secured. But what Google's doing is using those Wi-Fi networks because they know where they are, and they can use them to help find out where I am. I mean, they can find out.
Some things on Facebook where they were showing how you could do electronic stalking by the posts and photographs that you were using. And it was real creepy to realize just how invasive the system has possibilities of being.
And, yep, and we put a post on the website this morning about how in England they have a new PayPal system where your photograph can be used. So you walk into, let's say, a restaurant, and you log into their application. You say, okay, I'm here. And then your bill is automatically updated to your account using your social image, your face.
You know, of course, that Europe is way ahead of us in this form of surveillance, that if you were to go to Holland or Iceland, that they know everything about you, everywhere. Now, that's a smaller country, but those cameras are everywhere. I went on the, we have a webcam on downtown Grants Pass, it's 24/7, and I was able to go back and actually watch the crash and see my vehicle and where it was in the whole of things. It was very interesting.
Well, what I'm going to do is, when my driver's license comes up for renewal, I'm going to grow a beard, and I'm going to I'm serious, Rick. I'm serious. I'm going to put lines on my face as if I have
wrinkles. You look like you're an Iraqi, huh?
Yeah, well, absolutely. I'm going to grow my hair long. It's going to be in my face. I'm going to squint. I'm not going to smile. I'm going to make a scowl. I'm going to do everything I can. Everything I can to not look like me. And class, if you'd like Roy Birdsong's number, choose your own wireless, Springfield, Missouri. He can help you with your questions about how to be private. 417-823-3715. 417-823-3715. That's Roy Birdsong. He's a USAPrepares.com instructor. He's been to all of our expos. 417-823-3715. If you want him to help you with your anonymity.
Yeah, I've gotten rid of my Android. I will no longer... I can't use it anyway. My eyes are so bad, and my fingers are so blunt that to try to do any of the apps on that is almost impossible for me.
Rick, yes, and I'm getting rid of my iPhone. Enough's enough. Rick, 1965, we detonated a nuke on the surface of our South Pole of Mars. Why would we do such a thing if we could...
create an atmosphere, taking all that ice that was there and making it an atmosphere. That was the intent. It didn't work, but that was a first attempt at terraforming Mars. Living underground in tunnels, man's been doing that since the Underground Railroads. You know what I mean? That's how you got along to avoid observance. And, of course, on Mars, there is no atmosphere, which means you have no radiation shield. One of the projects that we're doing with the Mars project is taking two geodesic domes, one inside the other, and the one inside is structurally very solid so it can handle pumping that slush ice water and its weight in creating a radiation shield of water, which would absorb hardcore radiation from the sun so that we could use the sunlight for power, growing plants, that kind of thing, like we would in space. That's why the geodesic dome is so important. It is structurally able to hold that kind of volume of water.
So, Rick, what happened to that radiation? Is it circling Mars?
Nuclear bomb that they have? Yeah. I don't know. I don't know anything about any of that. I don't even know about the one that they detonated down in Antarctica. But they did. It was all Kennedy. And that was the whole idea. He threatened Russia. Well, he's going to do it, you know, with a Bay of Pigs. And so it happened in Antarctica, and I saw the hole in this, punched in a big hole into the Antarctica to open up that tunnel that was there. I mean, that cavern, that huge cavern. There's a huge cavern there. Caverns all along the East Coast where you are right now.
So, Rick, when we went to Antarctica, and you're talking about the U.S. Navy was there.
Nazis didn't go to Argentina. They went to Antarctica. They dug in with what was then considered the super bunker of the world. There was no way you could rout them out. And they went in with a nuclear weapon, and they punched a hole in it. And then the RAF and the Americans and the Russians went in to do the mop-up. And that's when they discovered a second set of underground caverns below 100 miles in the mantle, below the mantle of the Earth. The fact that we're not speaking German right now is most likely because I think Germans, when they tried to escape, ran into something already down there. And that stopped that nonsense, probably. Kind of like in the abyss, where they have at the very bottom angels.
Rick, how can we find out more information about this? Is this something that you can share with us?
In the internet, it's been on Alex Jones and other things. It's all over. Douglas Dietrich, others have talked about it. Now it's pretty well known that the Nazis, whether or not Hitler himself died in Germany or escaped to Antarctica, that part I have no idea. What I do know is the Nazi base that I saw there was huge. It could house 19 submarines. And I saw another base there that was from the 14th century. It appeared to be Viking. It was in ruins. You know, it had been there 14th century. Antarctica is lined with warm springs of waters from the molten core, and it's quite habitable.
What about sunlight, Rick?
That's the way I got brought in. I was not lead on that project, but the reason they brought me in was the bioluminescence. It did not have sunlight because it's an underground cave, but it had light from luminescent from some of the molds and other kinds of things. They were luminescing there. And with the heat and the light, it had weather. I saw clouds. I saw clouds in this underground cavern. It's very, very strange. The Earth and the whole concept of the Hollow Earth is has had for me a reality. That's going to be one of the shows that they do, and the whole thing is going to be around not fiction, but fact as discovered by me when I was working Navy intelligence and the different things I discovered. You know, there's a lot of paranormal things going on that we dismiss as not real. Whirling dervish, the ability to stop bleeding and things like that where you can do things to your body. I don't understand any of it. This is all part of what I my a life of discovery, trying to understand what I see and make sense of it, how to integrate it into my own personal life to evolve.
Rick, when you talked about luminescence, if I'm not mistaken, that really came into vogue, where people were really talking about bioluminescence back in the late 60s, if I'm not mistaken, early 70s. Is that the time frame?
Yes, that's correct.
About?
That's what I had gone to graduate school in. It was a side form of resonant physics. And bioluminescence is where you can generate light from chemical processes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, Rick, we said we would talk about the radioactivity from Fukushima. And I posted an article. I posted
an article. One of your listeners posted this interesting thing on my website, on the timelines on Facebook, on Fukushima, and it has some pictures. It's of what's radiating. And right now, a lot of things in our food chain on the West Coast are now of extreme concern. Milk, for example. The cesium-137 levels just in San Francisco today are 100% above EPA standards. And FDA says not to worry. Those numbers are arbitrary. I don't believe any of it.
Rick, let's talk about the leakage and the underground water from under the reactors that's leaking into the ocean off Japan, and all the oceans are interconnected. And what does that mean? Rick Miller, physicist, USAPrepares.com. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Are you ready to fight back? Fight back against the army of spies, scammers, and government wonks that are hell-bent on stealing your information? Let me ask you one question. What are you doing right now to protect your privacy? Learn how to take your identity off the grid and even disappear forever with this weird trick at PrivacyRadio.com. I'll show you how to protect yourself and your family from big government and big business in just 10 easy steps. Go to PrivacyRadio.com to learn more.
If you want to approach companies with your invention, the first step is to secure your patent rights. We are Russ Weinzimmer & Associates, a national law firm dedicated to helping you get strong protection for your invention. Already selling a product based on your invention? There may still be time to lock in your rights. Just call us at 800-621-3654 for your confidential free consultation, or visit strategicpatentlaw.com. That's strategicpatentlaw.com.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. Hemp USA USA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at hempusa.org.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us, and you can reach him at oak-publishing.com. Oak-publishing.com. And,
I have to apologize. My primary website is down. It was hacked. I know who hacked it now. I've got that guy's name, and I'm going to court with him. And but he has done me, and actually, it's probably a benefit. Yeah, the way I'm choosing to look at it, my site was starting to go into doom and gloom, and it's time for a facelift and to change what I post and why. And so rather than try to frighten people with coronal mass ejections, stuff like that, I'm going to try to be a little more empowering and take a whole different kind of direction on that. And that's part of the journey I've made.
Rick, on Monday I've got a meetup class. I want to thank the Dollarhite family, John and Judy Dollarhite, for helping me while I'm doing this investigative reporting in Virginia. And they've been managing the meetups, so I really appreciate your help, John and Judy Dollarhite. And Jason?
They're really nice people. I got a chance to get to know them even a little bit better, and their son. And it's just, they're a remarkable family.
They are, and Rick, they faced down the U.S. Department of Agriculture with a $6.19 million fine.
So I understand. This is crazy, trying to intimidate, but you know, with penalties and things like that, financially. Mm-hmm. It's a shame that our world has gone this way.
Mm-hmm. And we are announcing a rally where we're coming to the assistance of a farmer in Michigan. So we'll be announcing that next week, some of us. And they're actually surprised. They're actually surprised that USAPrepares.com is traveling a long distance to rally to the support of a farmer who is being attacked by the United States government. But we'll be talking about that next week. Rick, I also want to announce that if you know a trucker, if you know of a trucker who wants to share experiences on the road, what it's like, what he or she is seeing across the country as we go into the abyss, we're looking for a truck driving instructor, one who will share what he or she sees, and also an insurance broker who wants to teach us about the insurance industry and what's happening there. Rick, you're talking about Fukushima, and so there's an underground leak. The the radioactive water, the coolant water from under the reactor in the groundwater is leaking into the ocean. All of the oceans are connected. Milk is being contaminated at twice the rate.
It's the iodine that's going to cause this problem. Probably.
Okay, let's talk about
iodine 129.
What do we look for? We only have a couple minutes, Rick. What do we look for, and what do we do about it?
To measure something like that would require a very large device that counts atoms. That would be a mass spectrometer. Other devices, smaller devices that are available at most universities, what we're talking about is such minute quantities of the radiation that will affect our life that it's a very difficult thing to measure with just something off the shelf.
Rick, but what do we do to protect ourselves? Do we avoid milk?
Do
we avoid
water? That's the first banyan, and then of course your food selection. And I wouldn't eat anything from the West Coast, from the sea.
Okay, and there are those who have said, no, it's okay. You know, that radioactivity is never going to get here. I don't think that's true. I think it's here.
It isn't true, and if it's even a tenth of the covertness of conspiracy of disclosure that I found when I was, early in my sciences, it's a scary proposition to realize all those people in Japan that were apologizing for what happened and the way they did it. It's like samurai. It's crazy.
Okay, class, so avoid seafood from the West Coast. Avoid seafood from the West Coast. I'm not eating any seafood. The minute that it happened, we stopped buying seafood. We really did. Richard Allen Miller, thanks so much for being with us. And it's oak-publishing.com if you'd like to get his books. You can get them autographed before he goes to Hollywood. Rick, thanks so much for being with us. I'm Vin Finelli. This is USAPreparedness.com. Above all, honesty and integrity. Honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
We can buy GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Ginny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.